Off the Record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
Replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is this behind?
I would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Inspiring Choices Magazine Healthy Homes Edition out now.
As always, it's for Off Choices Flooring, I should say, Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Inspiring Choices Magazine Healthy Homes Edition is out now. The floor, my great man, is yours.
Thank you, my friend. Let's start with you.
Oh, then the floor's not yours.
Jack, you have a listen to this, and then I want you to give it another crack today. Have a listen firstly. This was due during the week.
For an all-rounder, yes. He's phenomenal.
Yep.
Matai Mililin at 5.
What happened there?
Yeah, let's have one more go at that, thanks.
For an all-rounder, yes. He's phenomenal.
Yep.
Matai Mililin at 5.
You can probably hear that in my voice. That was about 6:03 in the morning, and I think it was maybe a bit slow to get going.
All right, we'll give it a go at 10:45 on a Saturday.
Matai Mililin.
There you go. I've never heard you make a
play. I'm awake now.
You are. What about this one? Cam Luke, he's good at a few things. Not sure he's good at reading the future. And also, not only that, listen to what he calls Nick Del Santo to start.
Oh, Jeremy Loliga, the commissioner, joined Jack Everin and Nick Del Santo tomorrow. No, this morning. When was that? I've made my... Yeah, there you go. This morning? Yes, thank you.
So he joined them tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I wasn't sure if they were joining tomorrow or they joined.
You are ahead of your time.
Old Cam and Luke has made a mess of that.
Dick Nel Santo. As good as it gets. I like this one. So Peter Layla's on doing an interview with Dwayne O. Dwayne seemed to be under the impression that Pete was going to give like cricket updates on the Big Bash or the One Days, which was news to Peter, I believe.
Pete, we better let you go. I know you're going to be bringing updates right throughout Bob and Andy's show on SEN this afternoon, so I look forward to hearing from you as well. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. That's news to me. Jeez.
Pete Lawler from the Australian.
Big appeal here for According Close. They're not going to review it, I don't think. I think it was all pad off Nathan Lyon. Yes, they are reviewing the Australians.
Go on.
So, well, this will be huge if they can get 2 wickets in the space of an over here. I don't think they look super confident. The batsman looks very confident, and the batsman is Pujara. I think it was bad hitting pad.
This would be nice.
Be fantastic. We missed that one yesterday. What did you think of that dismissal yesterday? I didn't think he touched it, personally.
No, I didn't think he did either. Yeah.
And the Aussies thought he did. The umpire gave him out. Well, we'll get to that. Warnie. This is Warnie doing his best work.
Did you get that, Howie?
Pretty much.
Harsha, interpretate, please.
Interpretate, please. Shane, really? Interpretate, please?
I think this is all pad, by the way.
I think it's all pad, too. We'd have to go to Snicko to work that one out. Scooby-Doo, filling in for breakfast. Well, get it right.
And our theme today, Scoob, is The Price is Right.
Yes.
With a W.
Because right. Taylor Wright, we're talking to a little later on.
And Tyler as well.
Yeah, Tyler. Tyler. Potato.
God now, what about this
one? God love him.
I love him. Is there a little hot spot on that bat? Just having a little look at the review here. Still upstairs. Going to be inconclusive, given not out. I can't see they can overturn it. Snicko says nothing. Nah, not out. Right. Steve Adams left Oklahoma for New Orleans and was asked if he'll miss his old teammates.
The difficult part is the relationships that you build within it, and then you're just, then you have to move on. But, mate, it's not like I died or anything. You know? Like, I'm going to see them again. So, I mean, that's fine. It ain't that sad.
Yeah, so it's a really good point. You're going to miss your old team. They're just up the road.
No, I'm still breathing. Yeah, we've got Twitter and text messages and all sorts of stuff.
Now, listen to this one carefully. Los Angeles Clippers coach Ty Lue was talking about acquiring Luke Kennard. Only problem is he forgets his name.
You know, that was tough for us to lose him, but, you know, we got a good player I can't see it. Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
It kind of cut in and out. And then we got a good player in Luke who can...
See what he did there? He bought himself time.
He did.
He bought himself time. So I can't see it like because he couldn't remember the player's name that he was supposed to be talking about, which reminds me of this one from Jason McCartney. I'm not letting you get off the hook here, Jace.
and a power of work. And we've got two young players in Matthew Flynn and also Matty Flynn and also the big fella, Kieran Briggs, who are working really well with Shane.
Good try. Good try, Jax. Oh, broken up a bit here. He's looking at his mate next to him going...
That sounded a lot like next to him, Lee Mayrick, the Giants media manager, going, it's Briggs, mate, it's Briggs.
Briggs, 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 Briggs. Oh, now, Tags here is trying to say that he was being a sheep, but look where he started to get to where he wanted to get to.
Just wasted $20 there because I was a penguin, a pigeon, what am I, a sheep? I'm trying to say a bird, I'm a turkey.
What are you saying?
A penguin?
Just have a listen to how many animals he goes through here. Have another listen to this.
To get to a sheep.
Just wasted $20 there because I was a penguin, a pigeon. What am I, a sheep? I'm trying to say a bird. I'm a turkey.
What are you saying?
Five different animals.
He rolled out a turkey, a sheep, a bird, a penguin and a pigeon.
Come on, Tex.
To get the sheep. Come on, Halfman. There you go. I love this, right? So Harris Ralph, who was an outstanding find last year for the Melbourne Stars. Really quick Pakistan bowler. Anyway, it looks like he's coming back.
Yeah.
Our usual suspects in the 3OW newsroom.
Stop play. Pakistan paceman Harris Rahuf has been named in the 17-man Melbourne Stars squad for tonight's big bash against Brisbane Heat on the Gold Coast. Rahuf arrived in Queensland last night.
I'm sorry, but no one in Australia's called him Rahuf ever.
The Rahuf is on fire.
Let's get around the hoof. I don't know whether that was TT or whether it was DA, so Tardio or Armstrong. I'm not sure. But
not sure, actually, yeah.
They sound alike.
They do.
Now, Eric Banner's probably a reasonably successful big-name actor from Australia. Eric Banner is. St Kilda supporter. Just did a movie up in the Wimmera Mallard I'm going to see next week called The Dry. I want to watch it. He was in Troy. You know, he's a big name.
And he was Uncle Chop Chop.
Yeah. But this was sent to me by a good man of mine, mate of mine, Roland. Let's just call him Rolly. Leggy. Right, let's go.
And Eric Banner's new film, The Dry, has been a massive hit with Australian audiences.
Eric Banner.
Eric Banner.
Now, honestly.
No, thanks.
That's AW again. Come on, guys. You've got to be a bit better than that. Off the bench, throwback time.
Off the record, throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Right. this is one of my favourites. Just have a listen for the slight stuff up here.
It comes after Paralympic sailor Liesl Tesh and official Sarah Ross were robbed at gunpoint during a morning bike ride. AOC chef de mission Kitty Litter says... Kitty Chiller, should I say.
Kitty Litter. John Michael, come on, Johnny. Oh, boy.
Choices Flooring, Inspiring Choices magazine. The Healthy Homes edition is out now. That is a ripping edition by you, Pix. It's off the bench.